Human, you're awake. Hey, hey, shh, shh. Easy now. It's okay. You're safe. You don't have to be afraid. I mean you no harm. You're in good hands, little one. Everything will be all right. You must be so scared. You don't know where you are or who I am. Please allow me to explain. You see, a devastating blizzard had been ravaging these lands recently. One of my little ones found you passed out, a short distance from here while scavenging for food. She was worried and led me to you. You were lying face down in the snow, and your breath was so shallow. Your body was covered all over in scrapes and bruises. And you were so, so cold. I don't think you would have lasted much longer out there, exposed to the elements. But we found you just in time, and I was able to take you to my den. I've been taking care of you since then, tending to your wounds, keeping you warm and fed, helping you recover so you can return to your home now that the weather's cleared up. That was over 2 months ago now. You've been unconscious the entire time. There were moments when I almost thought I would lose you. But I know just how resilient you humans are, so I never gave up. I knew that if I were just to care for you for a while, your body would be able to mend. And now look, you're finally awake. Oh, I'm so glad you woke up, little human. Who am I? Oh, I haven't even introduced myself. Please, forgive my manners. I don't often interact with humans. My name is Yukitsune. No, you can call me Yuki. I am the guardian spirit of this forest, tasked with nurturing these lands and the life that flourishes within. I normally take the shape of a white snow fox, but in order to care for you, I've instead adopted the form of a human female. The only aspect of my appearance I cannot change is my 9 foxtails. But that's all right. I've been using them to keep you nice and warm, sheltered from that blistering cold. Keeping you fed and nourished wasn't as easy, however. At first, I tried feeding you some of our dried fruits and meats, but you weren't able to chew them in your unconscious state. I could get you to swallow some water, but that alone wouldn't be enough. Your body needs nutrients to heal and recover. So eventually, I started feeding you my own milk. I hope you don't mind. I know some of your cultures have taboos around these sorts of things, but it was the only way to keep you nourished. Oh, you don't mind. I'm very glad. I was hoping you wouldn't, with how naturally you latched onto my breast and drank, even while unconscious. Well, of course. How else would you drink if not from my breast? But it's okay, little one. I consider it the greatest honor that I'm able to feed you and nurture you with my body. That is my purpose here as the spirit of this forest, after all. To care for those who stray within my bounds, in any way that I can. In fact, it's been a few hours since I last fed you. You must be hungry. But now that you're awake, I can give you some fruit and meat instead if you'd prefer. Oh, you'd like some more of my milk? Of course you can have it, sweet one. You only have to ask. Here, let me just lean forward a little with my breast right next to your head so you can put your mouth around my nipple. Ah, that's it. Now just suckle on my breast. There you go. Drink up. Feel the warmth of my milk flooding through your body as you drink. So rich and nourishing. Here, I'll cover your body with my tails while you drink. A nice fluffy blanket for my sweet little one. Would you like it if I gently scratched your head a little and played with your hair? Yeah. Of course I will, sweet one. You've been through so much recently. So much to endure. My poor little one. And it's only right that you deserve to be pampered for a little while now. You deserve it. You deserve to be taken care of while you rest up. You deserve to drink my warm milk while I gently play with your hair. Here, switch to my other breast for a minute, okay? You have to make sure you nurse from both of them equally. Ah, there you go. Keep drinking and sucking. You're doing so well. It's okay. You're safe now, little one. Safe in Yuki's arms. I will take care of you and protect you. No more harm will come to you. Tell me. What were you doing alone in these woods anyway? In those conditions? I see. A research expedition to learn about preserving the local wildlife. I could sense that you were a kind soul. It's unfortunate that the blizzard struck while you were out on your own. You humans are so strong and resilient in some ways, and yet so helplessly fragile in others. The other members of your expedition must be worried sick about you. But none of that matters right now, little one. Just rest up and suckle on my breast. And in a few days' time, when you've properly recovered, I will lead you out of the forest and back to your civilization. Is everything all right? I can feel your heart beating faster than normal, and your breath feels so shivery against my breast. Is something the matter? Are you sure? You can tell me. I'm here to care for you. If there's something I can do for you, anything at all, I want to know. Okay? Let me think back on what I know about you humans. Oh, I think I might know what's happening. Are you becoming aroused from suckling on my breast and drinking my milk? No, precious human. You're blushing. Your entire face has turned bright red. I always forget how shy these things can make you. But you have nothing to be ashamed about, little one. It's a natural reaction to being so close and intimate. And, well, normally I'm covered in fur, but in this form, I'm completely nude. I've seen your eyes darting around, transfixed on my smooth skin. It's okay. I don't mind. You can look at me. I'm right, aren't I? You don't have to answer. Just nod your head for me. That's what I thought. But it's okay. I don't mind it. In fact, I'm glad you feel so comfortable with me. It makes caring for you much easier. Now, about you getting all excited. If you want, I can help take care of that for you as well. And help you feel good. Unlike you humans, I have no reservations about those sorts of things. So tell me, little one, would you like me to take care of you down there? You're still too shy to ask for what you want? So precious. You humans are so reserved about that part of you. But why? It's just another one of your needs. Just like food or water. I promise you have nothing to be ashamed of. So, would you like me to help you feel good? You don't have to say it out loud if you're too shy. Just nod your head. Or shake your head if you don't want it. You don't have to say yes. It's your choice. But I think you'd like that, wouldn't you? I knew you would say yes. You know what your body needs, don't you? Even if you're too shy to ask for help. But that's okay. All right, my good little human. Why don't you switch over to my other breast again for a while? And I'll move my hand down and start gently playing with you. Shh. It's okay. You're safe here. Your body is still so weak and sensitive. But I'll be gentle with you. Just enjoy the feeling of my loving hand stroking and caressing you softly while you suckle on my breast. It feels nice, doesn't it? It does. I'll make you feel good. I'll stroke you and rub you. Tease you and play with you. You don't have to worry about anything now. You're safe with me. Let all of your worries melt away like snow before the coming spring. Feel the warmth of my tails embracing you, protecting you. It's okay. Everything will be okay. And keep drinking, little one. Let my milk nurture you while my hand guides you towards release. I know how much you humans need that. You need to feel good, and you deserve it. You must have been frightened when you awoke here, not knowing what had happened and where you are. But now you know I have no ill intentions. I only want to help you recover and make you feel good. And you like it, don't you, little one? I can see you grinding those hips into my hand. It's okay. You can be yourself with me. But try not to move too much. You need to save your energy. Just let me take care of you. You'll get there soon enough. Then you don't need to hold in those moans either. You can let them all out for me. I want to hear when I make you feel good. That's it. Let out those soft moans and whimpers against my breast. You are so precious. And so loved. Oh, of course I love you, sweet one. I love you like I love all of my little ones. And I want to see you thrive, just like the others. That's why I've been nurturing you. Do you like how I'm playing with you? So gently and loving? Just let me know if you want it different. I won't be too rough. Your body is still too weak for that. It'd be better if we take it slow. But if there are any spots that need some special attention, you can tell me. Of course. Anything for my precious human. How is that? I can tell you're extra sensitive there. Do you like it when I rub against that spot? That's okay. You can feel as good as you want. You're shivering so much. I can feel the tension building up in your body. Are you close? It's okay. You don't have to hold back. Just fill your belly with my milk and let my loving, gentle hand bring you to release. Nothing else in the world matters right now. Allow the pleasure to flood into your body. Let yourself feel good. That's it. There you go. Let it all out, my precious human. Feel the waves of pleasure wash over you while my milk warms you up from the inside. Oh. Feel the tension in your body just melt away with every pulse. Feel all of your muscles relax. Just a little more. Ride it all the way out. There. You feel so much better now, don't you, little one? Are you all satisfied now? All right. You can let go of my breast. If you want to. I don't mind if you want to stay like this a little longer. You did so well, letting me take care of you. I'm proud of you, little one. You must have been so frightened, waking up here not knowing what happened. But everything will be all right. Rest easy now. You still need to regain more of your strength. So shut your eyes, little one, and then feel yourself drift off, knowing that you're safe. I will wake you in a little while to feed you again. But until then, rest.